Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. Are you radiating? Ha! You might not know it, but you are. And this is a show. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I work with some wonderful guides and angels, and I work with a lot of you, because this is a show all about learning to radiate more consciously so you and I can create the reality that we dream of, that we want, that we can surf the ever-changing fields that are coming down through the universe and from one another and up to the earth these days. Woo! Is this ever a time of change? And there's so much frustrated political doodah. That also has its fields. Our anger, our frustrations, our insecurities, our lineage, our DNA, ETs, who knows? All of this stuff is creating fields and frequencies, the what is it called? The morphogenic field, the collective field, and so on. And so what we're talking about a lot of the time is how you and I can send consciously a higher frequency energy out into the universe, into the field that we all breathe, that we think. So often we forget that our thoughts and feelings, it's like we're like fish in an ocean, but we're people and we're in a collective field. And very often what we're doing is breathing and taking on thoughts and feelings that are already floating around in there, some stuff from the past, some stuff from the future. I'm not saying that you don't have your own feelings, and we know that, right? But very often, it's the most important thing in the world is figuring out what's yours and what someone else's, and how can you wriggle around inside, way down deep in the essence of your being, and push out through this incredible library of reactive energy that fills all of your organs. I often think that our bodies are like file cabinets, and each organ is like a file folder or has even more than one folder in it, places where you and I stash old reactions, whether they're from other lifetimes or whether they're from 5 minutes ago or interactions with people. Isn't it exciting? And the most exciting thing in the world is to be learning how to be true to ourselves, no matter how many influences are coming at us. Remember when we were young and our parents didn't want us to be influenced by other people? I'm older, right? So that influenced by Elvis Presley and the wiggling legs and all these terrible things. Well, the reality is, just a sec, we've got a hummingbird in the house here. Look, we have a tremendous, beautiful hummingbird right in our living room right now. Can you believe that? That's pretty rare. Anyway, way back in the old days, they would say, you don't want to be influenced by this, and you don't want to be influenced by that, and these people, and rock and roll, or sales and marketing, and so on. And we're still having all of that. But I'm saying to you that Radiance by Design is about learning to separate yourself from influences and consciously creating chosen influences, meaning calling in. Thank you, Bob. You just released a bright red hummingbird. The hummingbird is a symbol of joy. That's pretty interesting. Let's have some joy, you guys. You all listening to this show and you want to bring joy into your life, and I hope you're going to call in. So what we're going to do is learn how to, we're going to do a meditation, and we're going to learn how to clear influences that are not by choice, so that you can radiate out there in such a way as to have released some of the things that attach to us and pull us down, whether they came from your family of origin, your mother's womb, your first divorce or heartbreak, or old beliefs like I'm a victim all the time, how we're transforming that. Because as you do that, and we shift our radiance, you know this, that it bounces off one another and lifts us all. How many of you already know the story about Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, who came over to the West, and he taught transcendental meditation? Some of our listeners are very powerful. Jaya, you're one if you're listening tonight. Very powerful in the transcendental meditation movement, TM movement, that started big time in Canada and the States in the 60s. And there are some wonderful, several of us are talking about this today, there are some wonderful actual scientific experiments of these people when they were meditating for, I think, a period of 3 months in Washington, D.C., a whole bunch of them, I don't know how many, 50, 100, 200, I keep thinking it was 300, but I'm not sure. But in any case, they meditated for 3 months and right around Washington, D.C., and it dropped the rate of violence and thievery, that sort of difficult stuff. I don't remember the proportions, but it dropped it hugely, and it was measurable, and they had kept track, so they did get the direct correlation between doing that. And that tells you that they consciously created a field. A friend and I used to laughingly call meditation your mind dump. And it really is, isn't it? Because when we're talking about radiating by design, what you want to do, and my guides always say this, 90, 95% of the job is clearing, 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 clearing. Because as I said, we unwittingly walk through a field that's full of thoughts and feelings. We listen and hear all kinds of things that influence the kinds of thoughts and feelings that rise in us as well. So already you've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And then our lineage and our past lives and our whole trauma sets all kinds of fields and radiances that you might not prefer. You know, you might think you're absolutely adorable, but what you're putting out there is maybe a mixture of things. Some people start off with a higher frequency. Some people have to develop it. I think we can all have it, but I think you develop it through, my understanding is that we develop it through a tremendous amount of clearing, which you and I call, many of us call, processing, going through the processes. And as we go through the processes, we dump off the kinds of things that we've been wearing in our body, mind, emotional selves, and then you start to pick up your fields and frequencies and radiate them out there. The other thing that happens is that you begin to bang into other people who, because we're a law of attraction, as you know, and we bang into other people who have the same basic frequencies and the same basic field that they're emanating. So if you're raising your field and frequency, you're going to run into people who are consciously raising their fields and frequencies. This is so interesting, isn't it? So I've been talking lately about going into the Oneness Blessings group, and I tend to go to 3 a week these days. Oneness Blessings are not the same as TM at all, except that some of the goals are the same, and I gather that Eckhart Tolle's got a lot of similar things going on, and others, Osho's group, and I don't know who all. But in any case, I go off to the Diksha and the Oneness Blessing group, and we have our transmissions that started off with Bhagavan, and Amma from the Oneness University over in India. And his idea, their idea, because they're both avatars, those are born enlightened people, so they have high-frequency energy. Many people would haunt gurus, all kinds of gurus, which I think guru means bringer of light, in order to get the hit of high-frequency energy that can spin your fields in frequency to a higher radiance, back to radiance by design. People would travel around the world to meet the kinds of people that could really bang into them in such a way, vibrationally, to such a way as to install a moving, spiraling higher frequency. So Bhagavan and Amma are sending this out through, they're talking about 60 to 70,000 people that they're affecting, they're transmitting these high frequency energies. They transmit them through putting their hands on your head, through very strong releasing processes, and through eye diksha, which means that they can radiate through their eyes into people who are in the group, and then people feel lifted and so on. It's really amazing because one of the things I love about it is that it's not just about this. I'm not preaching one subject. I'm saying if we are one, and we've certainly heard about this through ancient scriptures for a long time. We're all one, and we have all this combative ego stuff going on. But basically, we're all one. Okay, so what they're basically doing is saying that as we take some of the transmissions from these very high avatar beings, and then learn to hold them in our own body mind, and we pass them on to other people who are receptive and so on, and they learn to hold them in their body mind, and then they pass them on. The goal is that around the world, that it's going to awaken many, many people. And then that creates, if you change the energy, you change the reality. And if you can create this wave of, I'm going to call it this Diksha wave around the world, and that doesn't mean it just has to be the oneness style. It means it's happening through the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. I keep thinking I'm saying his front name wrong, but in any case, passing it on means that the collective itself gets to change. And here you and I are, living in what we've known for a long time is the time of the shift, the great shift. And there are so many tools, frequency tools, available to help you and I breathe in consciously, bringing in consciously higher frequency energies that come from sources such as avatars, sources such as the universe that's bringing down much higher loads and so on, and sources such as great teachers and one another, consciously choosing to bring in, absorb, create with, and send out the higher frequency energies. So that's a long preamble, but what I want to say we're going to do tonight is we're going to do our meditation. And I love it when we do our meditation together, because talking about oneness or talking about the TM movement and Eckhart Tolle and so on, it is a way for us to create conscious vibrational community, sharing and adapting to one another's choice of higher frequency energies. So let's do that together. And right after we finish that, why don't you call in and let's find out what's going on in your world. I'd love to talk to you. Most of our callers, well, I won't say everyone. Some of you are new, but some of our callers have called off and on, maybe through the years, because we've been doing this for 5 years now, to tell us what kinds of steps they're making in their own life. And over again, we get people calling in who have wonderfully noticeable high-frequency energies, and it's sure wonderful. And you can call in even if you don't, because if we do what we want to do here, we will help you lift your fields and frequency. And boy, when that motion starts and they move up and you release some of your old, whether it's victim or abuse or whatever, you can't help it. You have to move your frequency up. You just got to stay aware, awake, and conscious of it. And also to be in love. Be in love with yourself, the process, the spirit, and it all. Are you ready for that? Oh, remember, for those of you who listen to Paradigm Shifters, we talked to Judy Carroll a while back, and she's the one who wrote Human by Day and Zeta by Night, and the Zetas are the grays, for those of you who aren't aware. And the other book she's got is Zeta Messages, and they're all about real experiences with ETs and so on. And in that, they're talking about how they had a lot to do with oneness and planting those ideas in the Vedas way back when, because they function as one. We always heard that they function in a hive mentality and they don't really think for themselves. It isn't that way. They choose, well, I suppose there's levels. Everything that we talk about has got a continuum, the low end and the high end. But on the higher end of their oneness, it isn't just a hive mentality. It's a choice to be functioning in cooperation, harmony, and in love in order to do the highest bidding for the greatest number. And there are many, 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 many species of ETs out there as well. I'm just referring to various interviews I've done. And Mary Rodwell is another one, and she was talking, for those of you who heard her interview, which was a couple of weeks ago. I think I might run that again because it was so interesting. But anyway, she was talking about how in your lineage, in the junk DNA that we have, and you and I know when they say junk, there's probably a lot there we just haven't explored yet as a species. And people like Bob Brazel say that we're really, really primitive as a species still. We're trying to shift ourselves into a loving species. But anyway, what they're saying is in our junk DNA, we all carry a lot of ET genetic material. But the little kids, the latest children, are actually carrying a greater and greater percentage of it. And to me, that just explains how much, as a species, we have the potential to evolve into a universal species instead of this, instead of being a species that's still kind of stuck in the repeated pattern of our shadow selves or our subconscious. It's in us, it's in us. And I think that as we consciously choose radiance and so on, and we consciously choose awakening, and we consciously choose helping each other to awaken and learning to love each other, golly gee, I think we really activate what might not have been activated before. So let's start with our meditation, and I hope you're going to be getting all ready to call in and talk to me about your life. Let's start off with our with the little exercise. This is a very small, short 7 breaths we're going to do. I want you to imagine in front of you, call in the light, and let's call in the presence. Good. And as you feel the presence, see in front of you whoever represents divinity, spirit, creator spirit, or divinity, whichever way you put it, God, if you like. And you might have a character, you might have a figure, and you might not. Some people love animals. Right? I like Bhagavan, Amma, and then there's Amma, Amachi. There's all these different beings that are divinity. See them in front of you. And on the in-breath, we're asking them to fill our chest with the feeling of their divinity. And on the out-breath, we're asking to enter their heart and be in their divinity. And we're going to do 7 breaths. Feel the divinity in your own heart. And breathe out into the heart of divinity. In. Out. Feel the love coming into your chest. And out into the heart, the loving heart of divinity. And out again. In. Out. Last one. How does that feel? I like that. So now let's call in above you a golden ball, a beautiful golden ball. It's about 2 miles above you. And then below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. You might even feel it tingling. You're going to spin on that. It's like a wonderful axle, isn't it? And now drop a 4-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height. And then upside down, matching it point to point on the base. And its lower point sticking into the lower golden ball. Another 4-sided gold pyramid. And the two pyramids are together. It's a diamond shape called an octahedron, 8-sided figure. And now inside that, there's a beautiful crystal ball. Look at the colors, shimmering, all kinds of radiant hues. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. And in your star tetrahedron, which is a 3-dimensional Star of David, spin and spin and spin. Get yourself really spinning. When I do, I just feel like I'm really spinning. Do you? And as you spin and spin, look in front of you. I know that seems funny, but here you are spinning, but just imagine a straight-up screen in front of you. It's a beautiful, magical screen. And we're going to make movies and put them on this screen. And the first movie is all about you becoming what you want to be. Good. I want to be multidimensional. I want to be able to move through dimensions at will and be conscious about it. What would you like to see yourself doing this? Good. And now when you feel like you've got that accomplished, it doesn't have, you don't have to do what I want to do. Just what is it you want to become? And then as soon as you find that you've become that, wrap that scenario in light and move it over to the side. Good. And now the second screen. And the second screen is you've got a project you want to create. Yeah. And I always been I've been talking about doing a television series, and I kind of got bogged down by the number of details and the number of other things I'm doing, but I still am going to put it out there, okay? And see all the resources coming, the time, the place, the people. What is it you want to create? Do you want to create like a book or a home and a family and, I don't know, travels around the world? See all the pieces coming together, all the resources, and see how effective it is. Excellent. When you feel like you've really accomplished that and that your whole project is coming together, see all the resources again, all the money, the time, the space, the people, all coming together to help you put together your project. Big grin on your face as you see it really sustaining itself well. Wrap it in light. And then our next screen is to create the Galactic Healing Center. Woo, this is a great place. You bring in a table, a healing table, and surround it with your healing team. Each of you has invisible beings around you, and they have many, many dimensions to them. They move from normal, my spirit dimension to a higher and higher frequency, so you can raise the fields and frequencies according to the challenges of the subject. So the first person that comes in and lays down on the table is you, in my case. So you lay on the table and ask for help. What is it you want to resolve? What is it you want to heal? Maybe it's physical, maybe it's mental, maybe it's emotional, maybe it's spiritual, maybe they can tell you. Wow. Okay, I'm getting a lot of physical information from them right now. They will tell you, and sometimes you're going to want to jot this down at the end of your healing so you don't forget. Now wrap that in light as you can feel that they're working on you. Wrap it all in light. And now move it over to the left. Put in a fresh table and a fresh healing team because they're magical. They can replicate themselves. Now let's bring someone in. Here's somebody who's had an open heart surgery and is just recovering. She's had a huge, huge siege and she's just recovering. Now, it's really interesting with this woman, as they're helping her, they're moving energies all along. She had a huge discouragement before. Yeah. But it's very interesting because whilst she's been sick, and they're showing this right now, she's had visitations from beings on the other side, which was new to her, and she's had a whole new lease on life regarding her home and family, her relatives, and her role in the world. So they're taking, what they're taking off her here energetically is a huge layer. It's been like a gray layer of weight that's been on her chest, not letting her feel the expansion of her heart. And they're pulling it off. You know what else they're doing here with her? They're just loving her like mad. And she's laughing. And I think they're going to continue with her, so we're going to wrap that in light. Yeah. Now we're bringing in someone else who's got a very, very powerful man who has many, many challenges in his life. Mostly they're very successful, but at this point, his heel is bringing him down. We all know what the metaphorical meaning of the Achilles heel is. So we're asking the guides and the healing team to discuss this with him. And they are, actually. They're working some tremendous energy. You ever had that happen? You have something that could keep you in place, and usually it's long enough to get through something you had to work out. Usually there's a very good effect from that, even like my friend with the open heart surgery. There's been a really giving effect for her as she reassesses things. So this man also is getting a very powerful self-read at a deep level. It's at a very deep level of himself, where he's beginning to assess and understand something about perfection, drive, and I'm sure he can hear this better than I can. But it's a very, it's like a deepening of his, if you will, awakening and his ability to surrender. He has to change in order to accomplish the things that he wants to accomplish. He has to change his own personal control and determination, allow things to flow through differently. They're loving him as well. Love is a very powerful issue in this healing room today. Excellent. And I think he and his team are going to talk to one another here. And now we're going to clear that up, move it over to the left, and let them enjoy their healing time. And now we're going to bring in our political ones. So let's have a fresh table. And let's bring in Obama. Yep. What do you want from Obama right now? Okay, and now for the team, here's what we want to do is really amp up the levels of this team, this healing team that exists. And we're going to bring many, many, many levels. Remember, as a species, we want to kind of be able to enter the reality of the universal consciousness. That means we're able to be beyond dog-eat-dog and think more in the greater capacities of being universal inhabitants, you know? So we have to get big. So we've got Obama there, and we've got some pretty trite political games going on. But he did say today about the same-sex marriage. I'm sure you've all heard that. But what I'd really like to see is for him to be strongly guided, to be strongly helped, and that we surround him with healing, the healing team, his healing team. We surround him and we help heal and release his own, the coercions and so on that he's been fraught with. And some release from the spin, all the spin that's making us doubt and believe all kinds of things, and also the spin that's separating so many Americans from one another. It's spin, you guys. I don't think we don't even know what the truth is, do we? So let's ask that in this healing for Obama, that it heal also that the thoughts and feelings that are being marketed to us all to keep us separate, divided, we fall. Let's just flush it, flush the whole healing table and the whole collective of America with healing energy. Let's call in this beautiful salmon pink and orange and white radiant sparkling energy and move it through from the feet of all these amazing people in this country who have capital P potential to evolve. And America thinks it leads the world. Let's lead it with consciousness. Let's lead it in consciousness. What do you think about that? Or let's use consciousness to amp up what we are and do and pass it on so that the whole world gets to move together. So let's bring that beautiful light in up through the feet of all the people in this whole country. Shoot it right up through their whole body. Flush them. And move it right up to the top of the head and out into the great central sun. And then back down through the top of our heads, straight down through the body into the core of the earth. And back up again so that it floods each human being. Oh my, that's a big job, but light knows how to move, doesn't it? It moves very fast. And then at the end, we're going to wrap Mr. Obama round and round and round so that he feels buffered by higher consciousness. So he can make decisions on behalf of all the people. All the people. And now let's take that light ourselves and then pat it. Have it come down through the top of your head, out through your heart, and then your arms and hands, and pat it in places of turmoil and trauma all over the world, places where the land needs loving help, places where people need healing, places where governments need soothing, places where there's shortage and we need more plenty, we need how to share things. Just pat that beautiful light all around the planet. And have it radiate off the planet so that the extraterrestrials that are hovering around, what we hear is that they're around watching us take charge of our creating our reality, of our will, for the sake of higher learning and for the sake of evolution and so on. Let's just amp up that whole relationship with ET. Round and round the world. Now have that orange, pinky orange light come back into your hands, up your arms, into your heart, up through your head, and back out into the great central sun. And now turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. Jump into your star tetrahedron and do some more spinning and spinning and spinning. Have a good time spinning and spinning. Good. And then come on into the room with me. How'd you like that? I'd love to talk to you. How about calling in and telling me all about your life and what's going on? Here's the number, 888. There we are. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to your calls. What's going on in your life and why? You can also email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. Now remember, I work with my guides and angels, and we do a lot of healing energy. And we also, I love the sacred geometrics because they really help you. For those of you who don't know about the meditation we just did, when you're having a kind of a crisis, you want to put yourself in one of those octahedrons and spin it, or a double tetrahedron, which is the pyramid pointing up and the pyramid pointing down, or a star tetrahedron, which is like the Merkaba. It's like a three-dimensional Star of David. Spin yourself in it. Spin and spin and spin and spin, and it does amazing things. It really helps you change the energy to change the reality. I'd love to hear what you can do to change some of your world. Also, when we do energy, if you have a situation and we do some energy work on you, anybody who's got anything to do with that subject will also feel an energy shift in their body. And so you see, we learn how to take some and pass it on, just like they do with the Dikshas. All right, so call in. I want you to call in, and if you don't, I'm just going to start picking people out of the audience there. I see somebody's got a really, really bad leg. Is there somebody online there? I heard a rattling phone. All right. I see somebody with a really bad leg, and I think it's a male. I can't tell if you're male or female. I know you wear skinny jeans, but you seem to have a really bad leg, and I'm like, oh dear, what can we do with this leg? And it seems like there's a deteriorating bone at the lower end of the hip, and that's making the leg really bad. So what we're going to do is work with the guides and angels. Oh, let me see. And so they're saying here that your life has been, you might be quite young, maybe in your 30s, and your life has been really high speed and fast, and there's been a real depth of loss and frustration. I feel like your the anguish is really severe right now, and I want to say that the leg, the hip and the leg, there's a real futility about what's going on in your body. And I want to say to you that it's not futile. It's that you can take charge. There's taking charge of your own, let's see, how can I put this? You have a very strong determination, and you've got a lot of, like, drive in there. It's like, I have to get this done. If I don't do this, I'm not okay. It's kind of like a PTSD from a childhood. Thank you for calling. Just finish this thought, and then you're on the air. A childhood where you were too driven, where you were never allowed to relax. And I want this to be the moment where you can go in and feel that drive and feel that you have the right to drop your guard and your intense drive forward long enough to really relax. And I see that you have a few people around you that would like that, because even though you have friends, people feel like they can't get close enough to you because your drive is so incredibly strident for yourself. Not that you're mean to other people. So as I say that, the pain gets stronger in your hip. I think it's your right hip, but very often intuitives like me reverse the right and left. So don't be hooked into what I say. Know what your body says. And I want to say to you that the guides are working to help you, there you are, massage your, you need to go to massage actually, to massage your hip joint. It's deteriorating in an odd kind of way, but it doesn't have to. So I'm going to wrap you in light, and I'm going to start taking these calls. Hello, you're on the air. I think there's two of you on the air, is there, or one? Anyway, somebody's on the air. Hi.
I'm on the air. It's Sandy from Ojai.
Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just a bit anxious, and I'm kind of wondering. I'm having a really difficult time manifesting a new home, and I have 2 weeks before I have to leave my my house and be out of here. And I'm just wondering what's up with not being able to find a place that feels good to me.
What's the... Wait a sec. I'm getting... it's not an indecision, but there's a weakness in you. You don't know where you're going. It is an indecision, isn't it? You don't know where you want to go, do you?
Well, I don't know where I want to go outside of the area that I'm in now, which is why I feel like I want to make a move here, within the Ojai area. But,
tell me this, Sandy, do you like it there?
I feel safe here, and I think that's what keeps me here. And I feel like until I get a little bit stronger on the other side of that, then I feel like I would be more apt to make a move out of here. But for right now, it still feels like I'm in transition. So
okay,
I need to stay put.
It seems to me that there's a place for you. And I said this before, eh? There's a,
I know.
That sounds like Canadian,
where?
Doesn't it? I don't know if you're hiding, but there's an older woman. Did you talk to an older woman who might have a place?
Okay. You had mentioned that to me, and I haven't seen her manifest yet. I did look at a place today that seemed nice enough and whatnot, but it felt, I just got the feeling like, oh my God, it seems so isolated, and I feel like I would be so lonely there. So I kind of feel chickened out of it, even though it aesthetically, it was okay. And I'm wondering if...
How far? And wasn't there another
person?
Yeah. Wasn't there another person there? Meaning...
No.
Okay, the one I'm seeing has a person... Well, see, that's a good sign. You already saw something, and you're choosing. It's nice when you're in a position of choosing, right?
Yeah, but it feels like it's... If I left here to go there, it would be like a I wouldn't look forward to it. It'd be more of a I can't believe I have to go here, and I was kind of hoping it would be not like that. That it would be a move that would be like, oh, this is even better than where I'm at now. on all levels, there's a place to work and it's aesthetically pleasing, and there's grounds and spaciousness and all that stuff. So, yeah. So it just feels very well. Just I'm getting panicky. I think as I get closer to the June 1st deadline.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. Panicking is not going to be helpful, but I do see releasing a kind of an indecision that you've got is going to help you a lot. And then keep reformatting, because I keep seeing somebody, and she seems like she's an older woman, and it seems like there's a kind of a I don't know whether it's a shared gallery space somewhere near it, right, or a part of a larger building or something. It may not be a separate cottage. It may be a part of a larger building, like an interesting shaped apartment, but it doesn't look like a basic apartment. It looks kind of like an interesting place. And she's
kind of hold out for that.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, if it were me, I would only hold out as long as I could stand it. But honey, I would say to you to get your indecision shifted. Call it up and feel indecision, and then command total release, because there's a wobbliness in your field, so that when you step forward, there's not, you know, we often point things so that they go where we're going. You've got to point your fields a little bit and not make it so indecisive. I've chosen to stay in Ojai right now. I see a place that you're going to move to that's not Ojai, but not immediately, but that's coming up too. And I think your higher self knows that, and I don't know whether that's why there's an indecision, but I think you're afraid to step too far, and that fear is like a wobbliness. I step forward, but I wobble on my step. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of trauma around moving, period, which is making me feel like just a step toward moving makes me feel, on some level, my body's going, we're doomed. we're doomed. Something awful's going to happen. We're doomed. It feels like death. It's very strange. But there has been a lot of trauma around the week, so I think that's really just coming up. So that might be the indecision as well.
I think it's really interesting, because as you say we're doomed, you want to bring that up. I want to feel like it's all about doom. I want to feel the whole thing. Go fall on your bed and die and get over it. And then, the other thing is, how's your diet? Because how is your diet? Are you eating properly?
I think so, yeah. I'm just actually recalibrating it a bit and, going gluten-free and doing that whole thing. So.
Oh, good. How's that working for you?
I think it's good. It's really hard to do. But I feel a little better on it. So,
but I really want you to make sure you have enough protein right now, because that whole doom thing can come from a combination of hormones that are disrupted and like the sugar. You know how biochemically we can get into really incredible, I sure can, really heavy-duty doom stuff with a certain imbalance. And I don't see you as, like, starving or anything, but I want to say you really need to... Are your hormones... I ask you on Global Radio, how are your hormones, Sandy?
I'm sure right now they're dancing around with all the fear and stress that's up, so...
But remember this, and I'll have to go because there's somebody else, but remember this, that doom feeling has to be cleared, and remember it's as much biochemical as anything right now. And you're right, past memories of moving. You have a move that's coming, and it's temporary because you're going to do another move out of Ojai when you're ready.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to have to do anything when you're not yet ready.
Good.
All right.
Thank you, Veronica. Yeah.
Let your heart keep it posted.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, honey.
Will do. Thank you.
And we have another caller online. Hello. How are you?
Hello, Veronica. I am not sure how to answer that yet.
Oh. What's your first name?
Charles.
Hi, Charles. You are you not feeling
ready? Sorry?
Go ahead.
Let me take this off speaker. I am something of an academic overachiever. I was 11 when I was 5 years old already. I went through Harvard College, Medical College of Virginia, the Mayo Clinic, Rush Medical Center. I was an adjunct attending professor of medicine. I've practiced medicine in 19 hospitals. And then I became active in the anti-nuclear movement, and the nuclear power industry became active in trying to denigrate my credentials and suppress my license. And I spent $50,000 trying to defend myself against ridiculous allegations that I was mentally ill, that they put on whistleblowers. And since 93, I have been practicing as an alternative physician and working as an inventor. I have well over 100 inventions pending patent, and was anticipating this Earth Day to introduce these things to help transform this planet's energy system and many other things. But unfortunately, on February 23rd, while walking across in a green light, I thought was a safe walking path, a car made an illegal left turn and knocked me 20 feet, hit and run, broke four vertebrae, both sides of my pelvis, injured my anterior cruciate ligament of my left knee, lateral collateral ligament of my right ankle, and tore my left rotator cuff, and I ended up in St. Francis Hospital Surgical Intensive Care Unit, where I bled down from a hemoglobin of 14 to 7, was put on massive doses of vancomycin, and recovered remarkably well because I am very intensely concerned and interested in vitamin supplementation and my 40 or 50 alternate vitamins and 4 or 5 weeks of rehabilitation in a local rehab center put me back together, and I'm now pretty much, I walk a little like a duck, but I can walk, and I am more or less physically recovered from injuries that they were expecting were going to leave me unable to walk. However, I missed an opportunity predicted by astrologers to meet my woman of my dreams on the 25th of April. I missed Earth Day. I missed 7 or 8 conventions in Chicago of people to whom I could have presented and connected with the inventions, and possibly hundreds, if not thousands, of potential contacts. And I'm on Plan Z,
So you missed them because you were in rehab, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so I want to say there's an old line, if you never miss anything that's yours. You've just gone through a humongous transformation. How old are you?
Chronologically or...
Chronologically.
I'm 4 billion years old, but chronologically about 57.
Oh, so you're in your Saturn return, I see.
Yeah.
Because the thing about meeting your partner on April 25th, you know something? It's been my experience, and my clients will tell you that I often mock that sort of thing, because it could mean that your connection with her was really amped up vibrationally then. Doesn't mean you missed her. It means that it may not actually physically manifest for a while yet. Do you see what I mean? You got to be really careful when we take those intersection points that are so beautiful in astrology. They don't necessarily create themselves in the third dimension right now. But if you backtrack it later, you'll go, "Oh, I see. Our paths crossed in a strange way at that point." You see, and that seeded our getting together. I don't think it's ever wrong categorically, but I just don't think you can predict that way. And most astrologers I know wouldn't do that anyway. They would say, meh. You know?
Maybe so, but I missed Easter and Passover and gatherings of all sorts where I might have met her, and this was something that had been predicted by many astrologers since my first fiancé died 20 years ago. I have been waiting in great anticipation for this date, and
Well, let me tell you this, that my partner and I were supposed to get together, and we backtracked it and found out we finally met, I think it was 8 months later, and we chuckled because when we were supposed to have met, circumstances were such that neither of us went through that particular pattern at that time. And then when we did meet, it was all fine. You know, we kind of go, oh, we should have met earlier. But you know what? It's fine. You don't miss anything. It's yours, really. You know?
I hope that's true. I just want to appeal to the angels to as much as possible repair the connections that I missed for business. I'm going to finally, after literally 44 years of work in pretty much silence except for the patent office, nobody knows, I'm going to be presenting to a company tomorrow and hopefully get all of this stuff moving forward. And I ask Spirit to do what they can to repair the broken connections and the broken opportunities so that there is no net loss. And I know that Spirit can do it.
And remember that Spirit is helping you reformat the healing aspect of your connections on the planet. So it's not just repairing the broken ones, honey. It's actually bringing reformatted ones into a much higher resonance. And you're going to go through some very, and this is prediction stuff, but anyway, you're going to go through some very interesting changes over the next little while. And I want you to keep your eyes sort of soft and open. You're going to find you're capable of magical connections, magical meetings, and bringing in levels of understanding. And I don't know if it's just straight medicine or if it's human consciousness or a combination, but you're going to bring in greater understandings because of everything you went through and the, in quotes, connections you broke. You had to have a death and a rebirth at this point. And being in your Saturn return, perfect. That's kind of what that's about anyway. By the time you're 60, you could be hot potatoes. You could be really in your realm. You have a partner. You're laughing. You're busy. You're a little bit frail. You have to make sure you stick with those supplements, okay? But it's good. And I have to go because there's another caller. So bless your heart. Bless your life.
Thank you.
All right.
Two more words.
What?
Two more words. The world's biggest room is the room for improvement. And
all right.
God's biggest room is the situation room. We're all in it.
Yay! Thank you. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller. Good evening. You're on the air, just in the nick of time. We only have a few minutes left.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, I'm so glad to talk to you. What's your first name?
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just have a quick question about, I've been put in the position of being the breadwinner for my family, and I'm just struggling trying to find income and a job, and it's overwhelming at times. And I just wanted to know if you saw something coming for me, or...
How old are you? Can I have
words of wisdom?
Can I have an age? It just helps give us more information.
Pardon?
How old are you?
I'm 54.
Okay. Hang on a sec, Alicia. And you're 50. Okay. You're already working, are you not? And you're married?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
He's retired.
He's quite a nice man, I think. Let me see here.
He is. He's a good guy.
I just see that your job, it's like your, what is your job? But you're too small in your job or something. You need an expansion. Go ahead.
I clean an office building once a week, and I'm a massage therapist, but I haven't made enough money to keep my license up, so I'm just kind of working under the table and looking for other work.
Well, it seems like your work is going to improve and expand, but I feel like you're considering yourself too small. You need to have a way, and I don't know if it's just a license. Do you know healing energy as well?
I do Reiki. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. All right, because I see you think you have to think bigger, darling, and you have to realize that you have quite a gift, and you have the potential to be expanding those little groups and really going forward between now and about 65 in a teaching kind of way. It's not just one-on-one massage, and the fact you do Reiki helps a lot. It's like teaching, helping, and maybe exploring ways of dealing with, oh, let's pick a thing. We just had a fellow on who just gone through huge physical rehab, so maybe it would be subjects like rehab. You have several subjects that you're going to be really like, and you have to take a class for this as well, but it's like real, like little seminars, and somehow you're going to get involved with this through a church or a group that does consciousness studies. You're a smart woman, and you need to be pushed to, not pushed, you know, loved, nurtured into stepping forward in a bigger way and designing these funny little kind of pods of learning. People like to learn with you. Does that make sense?
Pardon?
Does that make
Say
sense
that again.
To you?
It does. I guess I don't have a lot of self-confidence as far as my gift. You know, I haven't been able to feed back. And this little town I live in is very kind of fundamental Christian, and they think anything out of the box is dangerous. And so I've kept my light under a bushel.
But you know something? There's a woman, she's older, and she's coming into your world. And is there a Unity Church there or something?
I think so. I think there is somewhere.
I would
outside
check.
Of my little town, but
okay. But I would check because it's not that hard for you, Alicia, and you really need to know that. Like when you don't feel like you're enough, you need to look at that and really deal with that and realize that God doesn't make mistakes. Right? You are enough, and that you're just really, really sensitive. And those of us who are really sensitive have to realize it's our greatest. Mm-hmm. strength, but you got to kind of grab it in your hands and say, wow, I am really sensitive, and that's what's going to make me good at this. But there's somebody who's going to help you. She's an older woman, something to do with a church or not a library, because there's a hint of spirituality there, metaphysics.
Okay.
And you're going to start these groups, and you'll just start them with one or two people, but they will grow. And we're recommending that, like we said, you pick a subject. You know, pick a subject that you want to work with massage and Reiki.
I don't
know. And because they're saying that your job is right there. You don't need to go hunting for another job. It's good to clean offices for a while, but you're not going to want to do that for a living.
And I just love staying home in the garden and being home. Every time I go out and look for a job, the voice in the back of my head says, you don't want a job. and then that brings up all the, you know, get off the couch. Don't be so lazy.
And I have to say goodbye because Jackie Salvitti's coming on with ET Healing, and she's not going to want to wait for us.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it so much.
Well, bless your heart and much light to you, okay?
Thank you.
Do not give up.
Bless you.
I won't. Okay. Good night, Alicia.
Good night.
Thank you for listening. Stay tuned to the top of the hour if you can for Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Email me, Veronica at veronicaantwistle.com, and many blessings.